Hey everybody, it's Pastor Jonathan Shelley from Steadfast Baptist Church. And I wanted to make a quick video to update everyone about the situation going on with people committing business identity theft against our church. And those individuals are Seth Bookout, Leslie Romero, Ryan Gallagher, and I believe there's other co-conspirators and other people that are involved or have information about that. And it's funny because, you know, according to the Bible, people that are reprobate, people that hate the Lord and are not saved, they're actually just Judas Iscariots. The Bible says that they're implacable, meaning that they're unable to be appeased, that nothing will stop them, that essentially they're just going to keep going no matter what. And I have some more evidence of their implacable nature, these three, who not only are they're not content to file fraudulent documents with the Secretary of State in Texas, they're not content with taking all of our banking accounts, but they've gone even further in this elaborate scheme and charade to say that I'm fired from Steadfast Baptist Church. I just got a letter today from an attorney in Dallas from Silberman Law Firm, PLLC, and the lawyer's name, let me look at this, Jesse Buttery from Silberman Law Firm, PLLC, has, quote, fired Jonathan Shelley from Steadfast Baptist Church. It literally says, I'll just read a little bit, so I'll show you. It says, Dear Mr. Shelley, I have been retained by Steadfast Baptist Church in this matter. Steadfast Baptist Church has terminated your professional relationship by special vote of the Steadfast Baptist Church Board of Directors on September 23rd, 2021, which was of immediate effect. You are terminated from Steadfast Baptist Church as of September 23rd, 2021. And it says, this termination was due to be for cause due to many irregularities in the accounting, management, and handling of donations to the church. Now, what's so stupid about this is the actual board of directors of Steadfast Baptist Church did not have this meeting. They did not fire Jonathan Shelley. And it's just ridiculous that these, reprobates that are attacking our church right now think that this even matters. All this does is just implicate them even more in the ongoing police investigations. In fact, there's two different police investigations that are going on, potentially a third. I haven't necessarily heard back from them yet, but some people ask, like, what happened or what's going on? Well, essentially, in January of 2019, whenever I was unanimously voted in by all the members, you know, there's even a public video of it. It's funny because even Seth Bookout's right there in the front. I'll show a picture of it.
This is Steadfast Baptist Church here in Fort Worth, and I just want to tell everybody that here in Fort Worth, we are one accord. We're 100% behind Pastor Shelley. We've covered everything tonight. We spent hours here discussing everything. Every question was answered. Everything was asked. And we're just so happy and so blessed to have Pastor Shelley to come up here to take on all the challenges that we've been through. And, you know, we're
in total agreement behind Pastor Shelley.
Amen.
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 That's right.
These people voted me in, say they all want me in or whatever. Then on top of that, the three original directors, Donnie Romero, Leslie Romero, and another church member, they all signed the paperwork and effectively made me and two other church members the directors of the church in 2019. Well, fast forward 2 years, now they're just claiming that none of that stuff happened or they don't even know about it or something, and they just made all these fraudulent documents claiming that they're the director of the church. They literally filed a fraudulent document with the Secretary of State claiming that Leslie Merrill, Seth Bookout, and Ryan Gallagher are the directors of our church, which they don't even go to our church. They have nothing to do with our church. Leslie Romero left the church in 2019. Seth Bookout, he was excommunicated and church disciplined in July 5th of 2019, I believe. And since then, he's had nothing to do with our church. All he does is attack our church constantly. These people are not directors. They are not members. They have nothing to do with our physical church. We have hundreds of members that come to our church on a regular basis, and these people have nothing to do with it. They're not the directors. They don't even know what they're doing right now. They're committing all kinds of felonies. But because the Secretary of State admittedly is not a regulatory agency, and they'll tell you that. You can call them up, ask them. They're not a regulatory agency. They'll file any document that anybody submits as long as it meets the criterion of the document. So as long as you're filling out the right bubbles and putting, you know, the right name wherever it goes as far as just in the right slot, they'll file it. So you could claim to be the president or director of any company at any point in time. But the reason why people are not doing that is because it's a felony. And you don't want to just commit felonies with your name on it, which Seth Bookout, a Chase Bank in Carrollton, and there was a banker named Jennifer there that he opened new accounts in Steadfast Baptist Church name. They closed all of my accounts. They opened new accounts. I've already been in communication with the bank on this, with our attorneys, with the police. They're doing an investigation. In fact, the police detective told me that he's never had someone give him as much evidence as I gave him. He said, even in fraud cases, he said, you're more prepared and have more documentation than 99% of all cases. I mean, these people are so stupid. Leslie Romero did an interview with Seth Bookout where she literally admits to signing over the paperwork to the church.
And then they have me sign this paper.
So 100%. After the corporation transfer, so, you know, Shelly got ratified in like on a Sunday or something. I was out of town at this point for like 2 weeks. So Shelly got ratified in to Steadfast. And then what happened was the corporation got transferred into his name.
And then they have me sign this paper. And then they have me sign this paper.
Where she literally admits to signing over the paperwork to the church. So they can't even claim ignorance on this part anymore. Not only that, Ryan Gallagher's wife was making phone calls that got recorded implicating her and him in this entire situation.
Yeah, it's fine if you guys want to wait till it actually has happened. That was just, if you guys were living paycheck to paycheck, or if you guys, you know, I know delegates paid pretty well, like, because I've seen what he gets paid. I don't know exactly what people are saying because I'm not in the groups anymore, but like, oh, Ryan forged the documents or like this and that.
I mean, these people are just committing brazen felony after brazen felony. Then send me a letter to even confirm all the felonies that they're committing, claiming that they're going to fire him from the church. I mean, you can't get more implacable than this, my friend. And I make this video to say this. Beware of these people, because they obviously have convinced themselves that they're somehow in charge of our church, just like they think the earth is flat. I mean, they think that they literally are the president and vice president of our church. So who knows what stunt they may pull, or who knows who they may contact or anything like that. I, again, would have nothing to do with them, because all the other individuals that have, you know, indicated that they may have had contact with these people or seen any of our bank statements, you know, we can get their address and do search warrants and arrest these people and interview them and everything like that. So I wouldn't want to have anything to do with these three individuals. They've committed all kinds of serious felonies. Look, you can't trick the 200 people that come to our church on a regular basis that you're somehow a member of our church. You know, we have video evidence, all the documents that were the legal documents of our church. We have them. They've been signed by these people. We have witnesses. We have them on file, recorded with the date stamp on it. I mean, I don't know what these people are thinking. But if you can't convince somebody that the earth is a globe by showing them video evidence and all the other, I mean, what are you going to convince them of? I mean, obviously somebody who's a flat earther, you know, lacks all kinds of cognitive thinking. But, you know, just because you don't believe jail exists doesn't mean you can't be thrown in there. Just because you don't believe hell exists doesn't mean you can't be thrown in there. Just because you think that you're the pastor or the president of Steadfast Baptist Church doesn't make you the pastor or president of Steadfast Baptist Church. I am the pastor of Steadfast Baptist Church. Nothing's going to change that. Hey, I wanted to spice one other thing in here. I looked up this law firm because I was thinking, like, who would do this kind of stuff? And if you can go to this one website and it has reviews for this law firm. And all the non-Google reviews on there are only 1 and 2 star. And, you know, while that might be good for a church, I don't know if that's really good for a lawyer. And, I mean, most of the clients there are just really frustrated and feel like this guy's a scam. I mean, I don't know how this guy can even, with a good conscience, fill out this kind of document. And he made all kinds of weird typos and, I mean, this buttery. And so this Sunday, I'm going to go in, I'm going to preach 2 sermons on the Word of God and edify God's people. And you know, look, we're in a battle. It's time for people to show up at church and get plugged in and start chipping in and fighting the right battle, fight the good fight of faith. And I just wanted to share that with you, just how funny and how stupid these people are. But God bless you guys. I hope to see you on Sunday morning. We're going to have a really great day. God bless you. And I'm looking forward to our conference, the Fire-Breathing Baptist Fellowship. It's going to be hot. All right. God bless. Have a good day.